You know, it is definitely summer because the summer food festival season has kicked off.
Yes.
And we're going to talk about Taste of Omaha, which is coming up this weekend. But before I get into the details, this festival was conceived on a road trip.
Oh.
So summer is also the time of road trips. And I thought I'd ask you to conjure up one of your favorite road trips and if there was any great food involved.
Oh, there's always food. maybe not always the best options. Let's see. Many years ago, I was going to be alone on my birthday. And it was a weekend birthday. And I thought, you know, I'm always talking about hitting the road and just driving to the mountain. So I knocked off work early on a Friday, drove to Pikes Peak. Have you been to Pikes Peak?
Oh, so beautiful.
Went up the mountain. I'd love to say that I climbed the mountain because I'd be more deserving of what I ate at the top of the mountain. But they had mountain or high altitude donuts, a special recipe. And it was funny because it was hot, 70, 80 degrees, you know, in the town. And then you go up and it's like snowing. And you're eating this delicious crispy donut.
That's a fantastic food memory.
Now I'm hungry. Did you bring donuts?
Now I want donuts. Well, the Taste of Omaha was conceived 27 years ago when Mike Mancuso, the local man who founded it and still runs it today, took a road trip on the 4th of July and went to Summerfest in Milwaukee, Taste of Minnesota in Minneapolis, and Taste of Chicago.
Oh.
So what an amazing weekend that must have been.
Was one weekend he did
all those? Exactly. Okay. And so
it's research.
Exactly.
You got to taste it all. It's research.
He wanted to create an outlet here to showcase Omaha's beloved restaurants, and boy, has he ever done that. Mm. He also collaborated really closely with the culinary community when he put it together. One of the things that was most important to him was that it remain free forever, so there's no ticket price to get in.
That's cool.
Still the case this weekend, and that it's family friendly. He had organized lots of events before, but never an outdoor event. And I think his father, who was his partner, he told me at the time, was a little reticent about that because outdoor festivals, that there's just all sorts of things that are outside of your control. But it's remained outdoors for the last 27 years, and for the first time in 4 years, it's returning to the Heartland of America Park, where it all began.
Where it all began, and then during the reconstruction, they were Elmwood, I think, and
Ralston. Yeah. So he's super excited to be back. The things that we all know and love about Taste of Omaha will return. He's got about 50 restaurants that will have literally tents where you can do meals and tastes. One of the things he told me they're really focusing on is creating smaller bites and smaller portions so that you can go have one meal or you can taste your way all around the Heartland of America.
That's what I love to do. I really just want to get a taste of as many different things as
Same.
I can.
I was very intrigued to see that more than half of the restaurants that will be participating are ethnic restaurants. So I think it'll be a real opportunity not only to try dishes you haven't tried before, but also restaurants that you may not have even heard of. And there are food companies like food trucks represented as well. He pairs his entertainment. There's two stages. So you'll see some national music acts and some ethnic entertainment going on for folks that have kids. There's a family village where all kinds of kids' activities.
It is very family friendly.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And for people like me, there's a wine garden and a beer garden.
Uh-huh.
And it starts Friday night and will go through Sunday night. If you haven't been before, one thing to know, it's really easy. You purchase tickets, kind of like raffle tickets, you know, when you go in, and then you use those tickets to buy your food so you don't have to do all kinds of cash transactions at each place that you want to eat.
I'm getting hungry.
Me too.
Diane, you keep coming on. You got to bring food.
I'm going to tell you one really cool, exciting thing about the festival this year that's a first. Look out for cameras because the Cooking Channel is going to be filming an episode at the festival.
Wow, very exciting.
So very exciting. Let the summer season of food festivals begin, Jeff.
All right, Diane, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Dish Omaha, Diane Watson, KVNO's resident foodie, heard each and every Wednesday at 9 a.m. here on KVNO.